I shook my head, bringing my attention back to her. No, I'm sorry, Mrs. McGillicuddy. Just lost in thought for a moment. Oh, what was it that you wanted again? She smiled and gave a fluff to her sparse, short curls of gray hair. There's going to be an Agatha Christie reading group from Seekonk coming out the last week in July. They're renting the entire bed and breakfast, every single room. Wow, that's wonderful. So you want to do some research to prepare? Yes, exactly. I know Agatha wrote a full library of novels. I hardly want to read them all. But if I could just get a selection of whatever you have in stock. I stepped out from behind the counter and nodded to her. Of course. Let me show you where they are. My bookstore was not the size of a postage stamp, but neither was it a massive behemoth where one could get lost in a maze of twisty passages. We had two central lanes of bookshelves and then the wall shelves on either side. Mrs. McGillicuddy had been a regular customer since I had taken over for my aunt a full 5 years ago. Mrs. McGillicuddy clearly knew which shelves held our mystery books. She needed something else from me. Apparently, she was having trouble bringing herself to ask. I led her the short distance, nodding greetings to the handful of other patrons in the shop. We had just opened our doors for the day, and the full throb of in-season Salem foot traffic hadn't wound up yet. I drew to a stop before the correct shelf and contentedly brushed my long, dark hair away from my face. Here you go, Agatha Christie.